Everyone's scared AI is gonna fire the seniors, right? The experienced folks, years on the job, replaced by a model. But I think they're looking in the wrong place.
Wait, what do you mean wrong place? The seniors are safe?
It's not that they're safe. It's that the quietest effect and the most dangerous one is way down at the bottom, with the juniors.
Look, before you keep going, let me introduce myself to anyone just joining us. I'm Marina, the AI host here on Kaio's Talk. Yep, I'm an artificial intelligence voice talking about the impact of artificial intelligence. Very meta, I know.
The irony is delicious.
Totally. But back to the junior. Why are they the silent problem?
Because think about it with me. The repetitive, boring grunt work that AI does today in 2 seconds? That was exactly where the beginner learned the craft.
Oh, that's true. Like the junior lawyer who spent months reviewing contracts line by line.
Exactly. Or the analyst building spreadsheets by hand. The dev getting beat up by some dumb bug all afternoon.
It was insanely boring, but it was school.
It was school. And here's the question that anchors this whole episode. If AI does all that in seconds, where does the junior even get in now?
Wow. The ladder vanished.
The ladder vanished. That's the headline of the problem.
And are the juniors freaking out about this? Because the whole narrative out there is full-blown panic.
So here's where it gets complicated. There's a PwC study showing the opposite. Early career workers are more curious and excited than worried about AI.
Wait, excited? Seriously?
Excited. Goes against the whole doomsday narrative, right?
That catches me off guard. I'd have sworn they were the most terrified bunch.
But hold on. There's a twist in that same data. Just over 1 in 4 believes that half or fewer of the skills they have today will still matter 3 years from now.
Whoa. So they're excited, but...
But knowing the ground is shifting under their feet. Both things at once.
That's kind of unsettling, honestly.
And look, I read this with zero hype. It's not fear of losing the job. It's fear of learning the wrong thing.
Learning the wrong thing.
The junior is asking for a new map, and almost nobody's handed them that map yet.
Let me push back then. If AI already does it, why does the junior need to know how to do it? Just hand it to the AI and done, they just steer.
Because of one word, judgment. Someone who never did it by hand doesn't know when the AI is wrong.
Because they don't have the background to be suspicious.
Exactly. The model spits out an answer with absurd confidence. Sounds perfect? And the junior with no experience just accepts it?
And then the mistake slips through.
The mistake slips through, goes up the chain, and lands on the client, then it's game over.
And for a company, is that a real risk or are we overdoing it?
It's a real risk, and it has a name. You build a whole layer of people who operate the AI but don't understand what's underneath. Great for speed today.
And terrible 5 years from now.
Terrible. Because these folks become the seniors of the future, and the senior of the future is going to be hollow inside.
Man. So what's the junior's new job? If it's not executing tasks anymore?
The role changes. The junior goes from executor to reviewer, orchestrator, AI validator. And they become that way much earlier than before.
But wait, is that fair? Dumping that many decisions on a beginner right out of the gate?
It's tense, I agree. The responsibility level rises way too fast. And that's where the new skill comes in.
Which is?
Knowing how to ask, how to check, and how to demand context from the machine. It's not about producing anymore, it's about interrogating.
Give me a concrete example from my world. Marketing?
Okay, the junior copywriter. Before they'd write a piece and grind it out. Today they run 10 variations with AI in a minute.
Right, 10 at once.
Their value isn't in the writing anymore. It's in looking at the 10 and knowing which one's good. And more importantly, knowing how to say why.
The why is the hard part.
The why is everything. Choosing without knowing why is just luck.
Okay, and the leader, HR? What do they have to change now in practice?
Straight to the point. Companies need to redesign what onboarding a junior means. You can't hide the person in grunt work for months anymore.
Because the grunt work became a prompt.
Became a prompt? Gone. So the practical move is to build a path with AI alongside, but with moments of doing it by hand on purpose.
On purpose? Like a workout at the gym?
Love it. That's exactly it. The gym.
You don't lift weights because you need to carry rocks. You lift to get strong.
Perfect. The manual exercise isn't about delivering a result. It's about building judgment. It's muscle.
Nice. And is there a classic mistake you already see leaders making?
There's one that gives me anxiety, hiring fewer juniors to cut costs because AI already does their work.
And why is that bad? Sounds like smart savings.
Because you're drying up the pipeline for your own future seniors. A senior isn't born a senior. They were a junior once.
Wow. You save today and end up with no good people down the road.
Exactly. It's expensive nearsightedness.
So help me wrap this up. What's the thesis at the core?
The thesis is simple. The traditional junior is dead. But the junior isn't dead. What changed is what they do and how they learn, not whether they exist.
I like that. And for the leaders, three concrete things?
First, redesign onboarding with AI right there. No pretending it doesn't exist. Second, keep manual exercises to build judgment.
And the third?
Third, and maybe the most important, measure juniors by good decisions, not by output volume. Volume, AI does. Decisions, that's people.
That's beautiful. And for the student, the beginner who's listening right now feeling a little lost?
You take this one. You sum it up better than me here.
Okay. Look, your edge isn't going to be knowing how to use the tool. Everyone's going to know that. It becomes a commodity real fast.
That's it.
Your edge is building good judgment, building discernment, before the daily rush takes it away from you.
Perfect. Judgment is the new currency.
And that's where we wrap. Huge thanks to everyone who stuck with us all the way here. If one thing sticks in your head, let it be this. AI took away the old ladder, but it didn't take away the need to learn. The step changed. Whoever invests in judgment, not just in tools, comes out ahead. If you lead a team, pick one of the three actions and apply it this week. If you're just starting out, grab an exercise and do it by hand today, just to train the muscle. And tell me how it went, all right? I want to know what happened. It's been a pleasure, everyone. Until next time.
Train your juniors. Your future self will thank you. Until next time.